We come together on this day where right now in Washington, D.C., there are tens of thousands of people walking the streets. And they're there to remind everyone of the dignity and goodness of life, the sanctity of life, the life that God has given each of us. None of us would be here without God's knowing and God's intervening. I need a volunteer. How about a first grader? We have any first graders that want to volunteer? So we got over there. Okay, you come on over. Yeah. All you have to do is stand here, okay? Come on up. No, come on up here. Just stand right here. And then I want an eighth grader. All right. Surprise, surprise. Good. All right. There, you guys stand next to each other. Come on over here. All right. There's quite a bit of difference in these two, isn't there? Just looking at them at first glance. Yes. I think one is about twice as tall as the other one, for sure. One has been in school here going on 8 years. Not here to be here in the school too much longer. Lots of differences between them, right? But if I were to ask you, is this life any more valuable than this one? No answer? No. Okay, good answer. Got the right answer. But how can that be? Here we have this great young man starting out in school, probably very smart. But then we have this guy that's been hanging around for 7 more years, who's probably a whole lot smarter if you're looking at book work and those kinds of things, right? So isn't he more valuable? No. All right. He knows a whole lot more about a lot of things. He's bigger, he's stronger. He has to be stronger than this little one, right? Isn't he more valuable? No. Why is that? Why isn't he more valuable? Seems like he should be. Our world would tell us he is. Anybody have any idea why he's not more valuable? Anybody? How about over here? What's that? We're all equal. Okay, any other answers? Jesus gave us all the opportunities. Jesus gave us life for certain. How about a little one right here? I'm sorry, one more time?
Because he hasn't been alive as long.
He hasn't been alive as long. Well, they haven't been alive as long, but yet they're still alive. So they're still equal in that way. Yes, one more thing. You thinking? I see smoke coming out of your ears, so I know what you're thinking. Well, the point is, it doesn't matter how young we are, how small we are, a little bitty baby, a baby still in your mother's womb, was still placed there and created by God himself. You know, Scripture tells us that he knew you in your mother's womb. Scripture tells us he knows every hair that's on our head. He knows us that intimately. That's the great gift of life that he gives us from the very beginning. From the time we're conceived in the womb until the time we die. I could bring someone a little older here, like me. Compared to these guys, an old man, is my life any more valuable than theirs? That's right. So it doesn't matter if we're talking about little infants, infants in the womb, little children, people who are sick, that we may think are dying. That life is valuable, no matter how old we are, how young we are, no matter where we are in life, no matter what we've done, good, bad, no matter how smart we are, how strong we are, all those things make no real difference when it comes to the value of life. God gives us bodies, and our bodies are holy and blessed. We send people off at their funeral right here. We once more incense their bodies because they are holy, as we are all holy. So just remember, life is a very precious thing, and it is a gift from God, pure and simple, regardless of what stage of life we're in, how good or bad we may be. In that respect, we must respect all life, all people, all the time.
Amen? Let's give these guys a hand here, doing a good job. All right? Thanks for helping out, guys.